Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Whose report will you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord.
Man pays not attention to the signs that are coming upon the earth, for he wishes not to understand them. But I say unto you, there are those of mine who do understand them.
Yeah, there's many antichrists in the world today, saith the Lord. But there's one coming to lead, saith the Lord, and he shall oppose the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will be his downfall.
My, isn't that the truth? And I believe that that person is alive and well today, called the Antichrist.
I believe in the report of the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, God has anointed you a watchman as he did Ezekiel in Old Testament times. And for years you have been laboring hard to warn the people of what lays ahead of us. You have labored long in your love of our Lord. Now it is up to those who have heard your warnings to take heed, for your messages are from God as a warning to the people of the earth. Ezekiel 33:2-4 says, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and sets him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. Simply said, if you don't listen to the warnings and take heed, the consequences are all your own fault. God has been seeking you your whole life. Will you listen today and seek him out if you haven't already, before our mighty nation falls completely under Satan's rule? Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sister Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This True Truth, God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. We believe one person can make a difference. If you also believe that, partner with us, and together we can make a whole wide world of difference. Just pray about becoming a Signs Radio Spiritual Sponsor. The need is great. This ministry needs your help. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? The full address is heard at the end of this program. Bless you, our friends. Now, for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study from the original King James Bible titled, Let No Man Deceive You. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye may not soon be shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. My dear listening friends, that word beseech translates to question, to ask, to request, followed by two very foundational Christian walk statements you should know by heart. Number one, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not understand that, please listen carefully. Jesus came, Jesus grew up, Jesus fulfilled his earthly ministry. Then Jesus was crucified for your sins and mine. Jesus arose from the dead. Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father in heaven. My. That was a quick compilation, but the points were there. The Holy Spirit was left on earth to teach us all things. Jesus said while on earth, the Spirit of the Lord was left here by Jesus to guide and direct us. Statement number two, and by our gathering together unto him. Simple enough, isn't it? When Jesus returns to earth in all his glory with all his angels, we will be gathered. I said gathered. That's what the verse said. Gathered unto him and the angels as we meet our Lord in the air. An event many call the rapture. But do not be deceived, as many who teach when that happens are very wrong. Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 through 22. For then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. Verse 22. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Matthew 24, verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Finally, Matthew 24, verse 31. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. My dear listening friends, that was not somebody's opinion. That was Bible. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation, Jesus appears coming in the clouds. Verse 31, the gathering together to meet the Lord in the air. No opinion, just right out of the King James original Bible. So stand fast and stand firm. The day of the Lord is truly at hand. Get right while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 06.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, I call unto thee, the people of the earth, saith the Father God. I call unto you to hear my voice and to obey my commands. For I have come, and I have chosen those who are speaking to you. I have given them authority. I have given them wisdom to speak to you. Now reach out unto me before it is too late. Reach out unto me, for you have fallen. Yes, you have fallen, but I say unto you, speak. Speak to me that I might hear and you might be saved.
So be not fearful, but open your mouth and speak my word. Come against the enemy. Come against those that know me not. Speak my word with boldness. I will go before you like a sharp two-edged sword, and I shall even peel as the skin off an apple to cleanse and purify those that need cleansing. For these are the last days.
My, isn't that the truth? The Lord has his work cut out for him in these last days with the sin and corruption upon this earth. The false church has set its course. But the true truth believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. Philip, Ohio, JGPA, Alex, Virginia, Bobby, Virginia, Juanita, Virginia, have heard God and sent in their WOW Walk on Water spiritual love gifts to sponsor Signs programming. Thank you, our friends. We truly appreciate you. You heard from God. You obeyed and mailed your love gifts. These are the last of the Signs spiritual sponsors on my list. So there is no sponsor for the next program, unless something comes in before then. Is the Lord touching your heart? Will you respond? Lord, I pray that you will bless all those listening tonight to this program, touching hearts as you see fit. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. And please, Lord, touch those who can send help now through April. It is your program, Lord. Hallelujah. Our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Have Nothing, Yet Have Everything. Now the prophecy news behind the news from a spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you only get on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Excessive salt consumption accounts for an estimated 2.3 million deaths a year, overshadowing the dangers of consuming sugary drinks. 15% of all the deaths from heart attacks, strokes, and other heart attack-related diseases throughout the world in 2010 were caused by eating too much salt, according to research presented at the American Heart Association. A recent Harvard study has found that sugary drinks contribute to the deaths of around 180,000 people annually, but these latest findings are much more worrying. The burden of sodium is much higher than the burden of sugar-sweetened beverages. That's because sugar-sweetened beverages are just one type of food that people can't avoid, whereas sodium or salt is in every food you buy, and it's much more difficult to avoid overdosing on sodium or salt. Check those labels, folks. Continuing. Vaccine victory. Widespread resistance from parents to HPV, human papillomavirus, shot for daughters shows truth is spreading far and wide. Parents with young daughters are increasingly wising up to the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine scam. Yes, I said scam. According to a new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics, based on the latest figures, more than 16% of parents in 2010 rejected the popular HPV vaccines like Gardasil and Cervarix for their daughters, citing major safety concerns. This compared to just 4.5% of parents in 2008. Watchman comment? That's 400% more people wising up about this scam, this HPV vaccine scam. I would like to think my constant warnings may have helped wake up people to this danger. Continuing. Yes, Hitler really did take guns from the Jews before throwing them into concentration camps. They say those who learn nothing from history are doomed to repeat it. But then again, sometimes repeating history is exactly the point. Just like longtime anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein's new assault weapons ban, planned legislation for early next year proves. Feinstein's bill actually mirrors anti-gun measures enacted nearly 75 years ago by Nazi leader Adolf Hitler in a bid to disarm a particular ethnic group, the Jews, he intensely disliked. Watchman comment? Hitler's hatred of the Jews included capturing and killing. Will Feinstein's hatred of guns cause the same result? It's possible. Feinstein's bill actually mirrors anti-gun measures enacted nearly 75 years ago by Nazi leader Adolf Hitler in a bid to disarm a particular ethnic group he loathed and she now loathes too. Continuing. Fukushima. At least 10 million Japanese people still abandoned in high radiation areas, says professor. The two-year anniversary of the infamous Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster in Japan, which a mega earthquake and tsunami ravished one of Japan's largest nuclear power plants, recently took place with little media coverage, which is hardly surprising. But a prominent nuclear expert and professor from Japan says the disaster itself is far from over, and that at least 10 million Japanese people are still living in areas that should have been abandoned a long time ago due to high radiation levels. Watchman comment, the world's governments just do not care about their people. And if you think yours or America's cares about you, you are an ostrich with your head in the sand, and that's the truth. Continuing. Watchman commenting again, could be you have heard this type of report from me before, but it just might save some lives, and this is new. One-month-old baby girl dies after receiving first round of childhood vaccinations. Yet another innocent child has fallen victim to the global vaccine scam, this time in India, where it is common for young children to be injected literally dozens of times just for polio before they are old enough to attend school. The child, when injected, began crying hysterically following the shots, and the doctors falsely said the girl's crying was a normal side effect of the vaccinations. However, the one-month-old died just hours after receiving her first round of vaccinations at a local hospital, and the girl's parents are now desperately seeking answers. Continuing. Unreal. Oregon teacher escorted from high school by police for opposing Planned Parenthood in classroom. Bill Diss is a math teacher and computer science teacher at Benson High School in Portland, Oregon. and has taught at the school for 11 years. Diss has also become known in the school for his opposition to Planned Parenthood since 2007. Watchman comment, my. Oppose the world elite? Go to jail. It's getting worse. Daily. Continuing. Rand Paul says Obama could have been put in jail for drug use. Paul said punishments for marijuana-related crimes should be reduced, citing USA President Barack Obama's reported drug use as a reason to look past certain minor indiscretions. Quoting Ron Paul, the last two presidents could conceivably have been put in jail for their drug use, close Ron Paul quote. Watchman comment, my. If those of you don't know it, when Obama was in college, he used marijuana and who knows what else quite freely. And that's a fact. Continuing. When visiting New York City, check your personal freedoms at the door, at least as long as Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in charge. New York City Mayor Bloomberg quote, I do think there are certain times we should infringe on your freedom, close quote. Watchman comment, maybe we ought to infringe on his. Continuing. What sequester? Obama administration unblocks $500 million for Palestinian Authority. The United States has quietly unblocked almost $500 million in aid to the Palestinian Authority, which has been frozen by Congress for months, a top U.S. official has said. The news that the funds had finally been freed up after U.S. President Barack Obama met top Israel and Palestinian leaders in a landmark visit to Israel and the West Bank. Continuing. What if Texas really did succeed? Representative Giovanni Caperoni, Republican Southlake, has filed a bill designed to move $1 billion worth of Texas-owned gold bars from the Federal Reserve in New York City to a Texas bullion depository. Texas Governor Rick Perry quickly expressed his support for reclaiming the gold as only a Texan can. Quote, we'll come and take it, unquote. If we own it, Perry said on a radio program, I will suggest to you that that's not someone else's determination whether we can take possession of it back or not. But gold standards aside, is secession a realistic option for the second most populous state? Watchman comment. Texas may become the most populous state if states like New York and California keep making these ridiculous laws. When Texas was annexed into the Union, it was agreed in writing that Texas could secede from the Union, or so I am led to understand. The eyes of Texas are upon you, New York Federal Reserve. Continuing. No, Joe Biden, a self-professed Catholic, told a gathering of Irish Americans in New York City why he did not kiss the Pope's ring when he met him, a common practice of reverence for the Holy Father of Catholics. The fisherman's ring, worn by the Pope, is a sign that he is the successor to St. Peter. Watchman comment, that may be a lie, because when one gets an audience with the Pope, it is part of the agreement that he bow and kneel and kiss that ring. Second, let me say this. It is definitely a lie that ring makes anyone a successor to the Apostle Peter. My. What blasphemy. That's not in the Bible anywhere. It's unbiblical, folks. Catholics, whatever. Continuing. Again, Mayor Bloomberg says he will spend millions more to defeat the National Rifle Association and pro-gun people. Watchman comment? Great. Put on the pressure. Make him spend all he has. Continuing. A Florida college professor causing national outrage for requiring a student to write Jesus on a piece of paper and then put it on the floor and stomp on it. Turns out also to be a top official in the local Democratic Party. The latest in a string of acute leadership embarrassments. Although the student who refused to participate claims he was punished for being suspended from the class, Florida Atlantic University was defending the controversial argument. Now they have apologized. Watchman comment, do you believe these communist socialist Democrats are perverted now? Continuing. As reported in the Jewish press on March 14, 2013, there is a new call for something previously unthinkable. A Muslim TV producer in Turkey has called for the rebuilding of the Prophet Solomon's Temple. This is not the first time this idea has come up from the lips of, guess what, a Muslim. an influential Muslim leader by the name of Adan Akhtar in Turkey made the same proposal to rebuild the Jewish temple, calling it the Palace of Solomon. This is very significant prophetically, because the Jewish temple must be standing at the midpoint of the time period, commonly known as the tribulation. Watchman comment here, that's one of the reasons why people don't think they're in the tribulation. If this temple gets built, that ought to be proof to them. Secondly, they don't think they're in the tribulation because they haven't been raptured yet. And that is a false teaching, folks. The rapture doesn't happen at the beginning of the tribulation. It's not in the Bible. They twist it to make it say that. Continuing, the apostles John and Paul, the prophet Daniel, and Jesus himself make references to the rebuilding of this temple. There are several big milestones that students of prophecy are waiting for. One of those is the construction of the third Jewish temple. My. And of course, another is the revealing of the Antichrist. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Have Nothing, Yet Have Everything. That ought to be interesting. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air, or to remain anonymous, just send cash and leave your return address off. Either way, please do not forget to pray over your letter and your offering, for then God is able to get it through, amen? And please also pray for others as you pray over your letter to give as God spoke to you and He speaks to them, that they might respond to the voice of the Lord. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Got that pen and paper ready? Here it comes. Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lisle. Spell that L-I-S-L-E. Abbreviate the state, N-Y. Zip 1-3-7-9-7. Thank you, and God bless you. Will Sharon and I find your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week? We pray we will. It sure is always a blessing to hear from our listeners. And only you can keep this program on the air. Now that devotional, titled Have Nothing Yet, Have Everything. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen. That being out of course, the original King James Bible. My dear listening friends, one day a passerby saw a homeless man on the roadside. He stopped for a moment to hand him some loose change and casually said, God bless you, my friend. And the man responded, I thank God, said the homeless man. I am never unhappy. What do you mean? Responded the passerby. Well, said the homeless man, when the sun is out, I thank God. When it rains, I thank God. When I am full, I thank God. And when I am hungry, I thank God. And since God's will is my will, and whatever pleases him pleases me, why should I say I'm happy when I am not? The man looked at him in astonishment and asked, Who are you? I am a king. The homeless man replied, Where then is your kingdom? Asked the man. In my heart, the homeless man replied. Yes, siree, my dear listening friends, you can have nothing yet have it all. So often some focus on what they have and then forget who they are. The two are not related at all. What you have or don't have has nothing to do with who you are in Christ. The Word says that we are all kings and priests, and so it is, just like that homeless man said. So, my dear listening friends, let's give all our concerns to the Lord and see ourselves as the Lord does, kings and priests. Thank God in every circumstance, and there you will find your victory. Get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service.
Are you going to make it to heaven? The time is running out. But if you haven't asked Jesus Christ in your heart personally, if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord, you're not going to make it. But if you'll do those things, you will make it. The time is running out. We don't have a lot of days left.
My friends, because each Signs program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way. I said that's the only Bible way Signs can stay on the air. And Signs needs your support. For the first time ever, income tax time has affected support for Signs. I can only pray that some of you who can give, who are not strapped by those taxes, and I understand that, will make an extra effort at this time to cover those who cannot support Signs due to governmental taxing thievery. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain Signs will be spoken in just a moment. But first, please tune in this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to frequency 9350. That's been coming in really good this year. That's 9350. Again, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you calculate your time 9350. There are no letters of support to read tonight, but I do remember a brother asking me about sports as Christians. My answer is this, Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. You might say, what does that have to do with sports? Glad you ask. Nothing unless you put sports before God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, one of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I use this as an example because it's a good one. God worked for 6 days, forming the earth, and on the seventh he rested as an example for you and I. So if sports are put before God, now hear what I said, before God on the Sabbath, that is wrong. For a Christian, there are 6 days to enjoy sports, but on the seventh day, it is God's. And no, I am not a Seventh-day Adventist. That's just right from the Bible. Another question this person asks is, would not Jesus have fun? Well, first, fun, if you want to put it that way, fun for Jesus was serving his Father in heaven, again, as our example. Can we as Christians have fun? Sure, as long as the fun is not sin. Are sports sin? Not usually, but I might ask, is there foul language? Or did you go and listen to the game in place of church? Would that not be sin? So, the answer is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. As for fun, keeping that holy also. If you think it might be sin for you, don't do it. Your eternal soul is at stake, don't you know? John chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Do I have fun? Yes, I do. But, not on the Sabbath. And not in anything that has to do with sin. I serve Christ. I live in the world, but I am not of this world. John chapter 3, verse 23. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my spiritual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready, or both if you wish. Here it comes very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. It's such a blessing to hear from our listeners. Please pray about writing Sharon and I this week, and please remember to pray for us as we pray for you, for we truly love you all.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.